This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
The Kentucky Exposition Center in Louisville will soon see some major renovations to modernize the oldest portion of the facility. Kentucky Fair Board Vice President David Wallace says the modernization plan has been a partnership with the Kentucky General Assembly.
Kentucky legislature has been working with us over the past year to year and a half, and right now we've got an aggressive plan to modernize the facilities here.
Wallace says the West Wing needs the most attention.
Alan, you and I showed cattle together, and you know over in the West Wing, we've been there showing cattle. Well, that facility was actually opened in 1956, and it's just not been updated. So it's time to do some improvements and update that, and that's our big plan originally.
He adds they're hoping for final approval any day.
We got $180 million right now from the legislature. We hope to get final approval to go ahead and start construction on that within the next week or two.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
If you ever wondered how Farmall got its name, here's an abbreviated list of some of the jobs that Case IH Farmall can do. Baling, cutting, feeding, hauling, loading, raking, cleaning, fertilizing, mowing, chopping, seeding, clearing, irrigating, digging, excavating, grading. Let's make it simple. This tractor does it all. No matter what you're doing, can-do comes in red. Farmall. Learn more at caseih.com/farmall or at HR AgriPower with 5 Kentucky locations. Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morgan Field, Owensboro, and Mayfield.
More Kentuckians have decided it's time to embrace ethanol. Ethanol has reduced our dependence on imported oil, created thousands of jobs, reduced air pollution, costs less at the pump, and allows us to support our local Kentucky corn farmers. Look for E85, E15, and E10 when you fuel up next. At Commonwealth Agri Energy in Hopkinsville, Kentucky, they produce over 45 million gallons of fuel every year from 15 million bushels of corn. Learn more. Visit CommonwealthAgriEnergy.com.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
State Fair Board Vice President David Wallace says the renovations will allow more events to take place in the West Wing.
Going to be primarily for livestock and horses, but it will also be able to be used for all of our other events that happen over here throughout the year. Basketball, volleyball, other trade shows. So we'll be able to maximize the per square foot return on investment that we have that we can't really do with the West Wing right now.
Yeah, it's a ceiling height. One of the major issues.
It's still great when you compare it to other facilities throughout the United States, but it's got lower ceilings. So I can't have basketball courts in there. I can't have volleyball. I can't put big combines. So the new facility that we anticipate building will allow for all of that.
Follow Traveling the Bluegrass on Facebook and Twitter and list the podcast at youragedge.com. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.